This is our returning champion, Marianne Waddle from Badger, California. Stand by to see Marianne play for a motorcycle valued at $3,889. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $27,450 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. I thank you. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us. And let us quickly introduce our returning champion from Badger, California, Marianne Waddle. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
And Marianne, let's see. Now, we've got a couple little things to mention. First of all, the cash jackpot stands at $62,000. That's not bad. On our last show, there was a mistake in the addition in the speed round. So you have $180, I believe it is. Yes, let me check. Yes, $180. So a win with just $15. That's all it is. $15, and you would have that motorcycle. You are $105 away from his and her watches worth $6,750. Of course, you got to win. That's a big thing. Ready to go?
I sure am.
All right. Good luck tonight, Marianne.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. You are dressed for the evening.
Yes, I am.
Indeed. Whom did you bring with you?
Our first contestant has just launched his own marketing consultant firm from Chicago, Illinois. Let's welcome Ron Damper.
Hello, Ron.
Our second contestant is a songwriter and music publisher, originally from Fanwood, New Jersey. Please welcome Beth Seko.
Hi, Beth. We'll see you a little later with some nice instant borrowing. Beth, songwriter and song and music publisher, you have any big hits or awards or things?
Well, I had a gold record hit in the Far East, and it was in English.
Oh, you've got it in English in the Far East? Oh, you've got to be proud of that.
Yes, very.
Good to have you here. I hope you'll have many, many more in the future.
Thank you.
Ron, you just launched your own marketing consultant firm. How's it feel going into business for yourself?
Oh, it's a pretty scary experience, Jim, but I think I'm going to do okay. I'm helping other companies market their products and services.
Well, that's nice. Good luck to you as well. Good to have you both here. Now, let's start all three players off with $20. And at home, I hope you will play along. We'll give you $5 for every correct answer. Why don't you add up your own score at home? Let's start with this. Clint Eastwood is known for saying, make my run.
Make my day.
Yeah, that was a famous line from an Eastwood movie. $5 for the correct answer. Ron goes to 25. Origami is the Japanese art. Marianne?
Paper folding.
That's what it is. A champion is heard from. She also goes to 25. A woman named Lisa Del Giocondo set for one of the most famous... Marianne?
Mona Lisa.
Yes, indeed. Name the painting of Mona Lisa. La Gioconda is also the name of it because of Lisa Del Giocondo. Up to 30 goes the champion. In the old legend, what was the name of Robin Hood's girlfriend? Beth?
Maid Marian.
You got it. Your first $5. You're at 25. What expensive and exclusive sounding delicacy is actually the salted roe of sturgeon? Ron?
Caviar.
Caviar it is. And Ron gets another $5. Find Marianne. That can be important. Because it is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Remember the sale surprise, where the bonus could come up at any time as well. Ron and Marianne, we've got a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer, and for one of you, you can have this as we go back in time.
You'll stay tuned with this great acoustical guitar. Make beautiful music with a classical six-string guitar, complete with case furnished by the House of Drums. This beautiful guitar is normally priced at $560 today on Sale of the Century Tours for only $5.
Very nice. Greg, is there no end to your talent? And David, is there no end to your stomach here? $560 for the beautiful guitar. You would enjoy that. $5 it would cost. Well, I tell you, if we're going to give you a guitar, the least we can do is give you some money for guitar lessons. Now, Ron and Marianne, only one of you can have it, cost you the value of one question, $560, $300 in cash to go with it, going, what's wrong? We'll buy. Enjoy that. Draw the guitar, $300 in cash, an $860 bargain for the price of one question. And, of course, we knock it off your score. Ron was quick with the buzzer. Enjoy that. I hope you will take the lessons. You will enjoy it. Back with this. You know the cartoon is over when he shows up and says, that's all, Ron?
That's all, folks.
More information, please.
Woody Woodpecker.
No. No. Porky Pig says, that's all, folks. You lose $5 with the incorrect answer. Sorry, Ron. Didn't know that heavy literature stuff, right? What geometric shape is just like the Greek letter delta? Marianne.
Triangle.
Triangle is right. The champion beats Beth to the buzzer and goes to 35. What Shakespearean character mulled over as many problems and wondered to be? Marianne.
Hamlet.
Yes or not to be? Yes. Listen, I didn't write it. You're right. Hamlet it is. Marianne goes to 40. The punchline of an old joke. Playing the fame game now, not for dollars, but for a pick of the fame game board. We look for a famous person. I was born in New York City in 1896. I began my career as a child dancer. I achieved success when I teamed up with a girl whom I later married. We had our own radio show. Right? Marianne, taking a chance?
George Burns.
And you are right. It is George Burns. Champion gets that all-important pick of the board. What number looks good?
Well, they all look good, but I'm going to go with number 9.
And behind number 9, we have a typewriter. Smith Corona's portable enterprise electronic typewriter. A sleek new state-of-the-art typewriter furnished by Smith Corona.
Very nice.
I'm really happy about that.
That's good. And that, of course, is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And Marianne right now enjoys a $15 lead. We'll be back to the game after this commercial timeout. Please watch. Champion Marianne Waddle, who normally doesn't like to buy, she found a nice prize up there on the fame game board. That's nice, and she's got the lead. Marianne at 40, Ron at 20, Beth at 25. We're back with this. The three main types of this beverage are black, green, and oolong. Marianne!
Tea.
Tea is right. Marianne, quick with that buzzer, goes to 45. First he says, I've got me a wife and an old fiddle. Then this character in a John Denver song says, thank God I'm a... And Ron!
Country boy.
Country boy it is, yeah. Ron ties back to second place. What Latin phrase is placed after a superior student's name when he graduates, and it means, Beth?
Magna cum laude.
With praise, cum laude or magna cum laude, either one acceptable, and you are right for another 5. Yes. Traditionally, there are 13 of them in a coven. 13 what, Beth?
Which.
Which is right, and Beth with 2 in a row goes to 35, pulls it in $10 for Marianne. Well, Marianne, it is time for an instant bargain. You've got the lead all by yourself, but it is a slender $10 lead. You're not much of a buyer, but can we interest you in this?
Marianne, as time goes by, enjoy it on this beautiful 8-day winding clock made in Switzerland. It's a classic design featuring Roman numerals from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This handsome table clock is normally priced at $720. Today on sale of the century, yours for only $10.
Just $10? Marianne, you have a $10 lead. $720. It's a beautiful clock. Now, Marianne, you have not wanted to buy. You have been afraid. So I'm going to do two things. I don't normally do this, but I am going to knock $5 off the score. You would have it for $5, and I will give you $300 in cash as well.
Ooh.
Over $1,000, and it costs you the value of one question. Going once, and she finally buys. Enjoy. That is very nice. Enjoy the clock. Enjoy the money, and it just cost you the value of one question. Now Marianne will be racking her brains, did I make the right decision?
No, it's right.
You'll enjoy that. Marianne at 40, Ron at 25, Beth at 35. We're back with this for the three of you. In Mother Goose, he and his wife licked the platter clean. Ron.
Jack Sprat.
Yeah, that's right. You got it, Jack Sprat. Yes. We were almost back to Porky Pig there for a moment, Ron. Ron goes up to 30. When, speaking of pig, when you put pig iron through a Bessemer converter, what's the end result, Ron?
Steel.
Steel is right, and Ron beats Beth and ties him for second place. $5 separate the three players now. On Salisbury Plain in England stand remnants of Marianne?
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge is the prehistoric monument. You are right. And Marianne again with a $10 lead. How many times was FDR elected president, Ron?
4.
4 times, that's right. He didn't complete the 4th, but he was elected 4 times. And again, Ron goes very close to Marianne. Every year on March 19th, hundreds of these birds, Marianne.
Swallows to Capistrano.
You got it for another 5 with good anticipation, yes. And that date, incidentally, is exactly right. For hundreds of years on that specific date, March 19th, the swallows have come back to Capistrano, and the statues in the park usually take the day off. We'll be right back. We've got a good game with all three players right in there with the buzzer. Marianne at 50, Ron at 40, Beth at 35. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board. Looking for a famous person. I was born in 1932. My middle name is Moore. I graduated from Harvard, where I was a football star. I married Virginia Joan Bennett in 1958. We filed for divorce in 1981. I was elected to the United States Senate at age 30, the minimum legal age. I replaced my brother John. Who, Beth?
Was it Ed Kennedy? Teddy Kennedy.
Either one, Ed or Kennedy, or Teddy Kennedy, you are right. Yeah, he was a football star at Harvard. Beth, you've got a big pick of the board.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $5.
The money card. It is a $5 money card. We have that to Beth's score, and she ties Ron for second place at 40. The $10 and the $15 money card stay up there. We'll add a big $25 money card later. This for all three of you. By what current name do we know the phenomenal basketball star born Ferdinand Louis Alcindor? Ron!
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's who it is. Louis Alcindor became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Ron pulls the big $5 of Marianne. A spoken lie is called slander in law. Ron?
Libel.
What is a printed lie called? You are right. Yes, libel. Good anticipation and very well figured out. And Ron, you've tied Marianne now for first place. The characters Laverne and Shirley made their first TV appearances on another show. Beth.
Happy Days.
Happy Days is right, and Beth makes it even closer. She gets another five. Ron and Marianne, we have a tie again. Only one of you can have this. Take a good look.
For both of you, here's a sweet addition to your decor. This with this beautiful piece of art entitled Strawberries for Lunch. This lovely lithograph may brighten up any room of your home, furnished by Lawrence Ross Galleries. This lithograph is normally priced at $900. Today on sale to Century, it's yours for only $14.
Well, you two certainly seem to be enjoying your work there. Isn't that lovely? I just see it signed there and everything. $900 lithograph, beautiful art for $14. Why are the hands going away from the buzzers there? No, nobody's going near the buzzer. Now, can we talk, as Joan Rivers would say? 14, not 14, 12.
No.
No.
Close. Beautiful,
very
but he's
close.
He's
she's
tough. 10.
She's tough.
She's tough, he's
she's
tough.
Tough.
Beth would like one of you to buy it. I'll cut it in half, $7.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
It's so pretty.
$6. That's the last one. Going once, going twice. No sale, no sale. We will be right back to a very close game and the finale right after this. It's too close. Oh, what a good close game. And Marianne and Ron both at 50, Beth at 45. And Ron was saying, if I dropped that lithograph price one more dollar to $5, he would have bought it. Yeah, but you're right. That would have put you below more than one question you'd have to make back. Good players. Let's get back. Name the most sacred book of Islam. Ron.
The Quran.
The Quran is right. And Ron goes into the lead for the first time today. Known as the capital of the Confederacy, it's Ron.
Montgomery, Alabama.
It's Alabama's capital. You are right with two in a row. Montgomery, it is. Name the TV family who lives on a Texas ranch called South Fork. Run!
Dallas, the Ewings.
Yes, indeed. The Ewing families of Dallas, three in a row. Ron! Marianne, better get going. Ron's on a roll. Big $25 money card up there. Three money cards, as a matter of fact. We are looking for a famous place. I am one of the world's most historic cities. I date back to about 1900 B.C. I was one of the first city-states. My first king, Ron, taking a chance.
Athens.
A chance pays off. Athens it is. Yeah. Now, is it going to pay off with a big money card?
Five.
And behind number five, we have dinnerware. Noritake is at the end dinnerware collection. It's the rich tradition of ivory porcelain china designed with technical expertise and skill. Furnished by Noritake.
Very nice. It is $585 worth of dinnerware. That, of course, is yours to keep, but he didn't find those money cards.
No, he didn't. It's behind the number three, the number seven, and the number one.
Up in the left-hand corner was the big 25. However, Ron does have a $15 lead as we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? And the champions are back to the wall. It is Ron at 65. Marianne must win for that motorcycle and other things as well. She put her money on the line. She's trailing by 15. Beth, you are not out of it. You're trailing by just $20 at 45. Good luck to three good players as we start the speed round. Now, in the 50s, what Russian made the chilling statement, we will bury you? Marianne.
Push it.
Right. In the song, where should you tie a yellow ribbon? Run.
Around the old oak tree.
Right. What is described by the words cumulus, cirrus, and stratus? Marianne.
Clouds.
Right. What is the capital city of Cuba? Run.
Havana.
Right. Name the apostle who betrayed Jesus Christ. Marianne.
Judas.
Right. In the Irving Berlin song, what was worn with all the frills upon it? Beth.
Easter bonnet.
Right. Who wrote the novel Valley of the Dolls? Run.
Jacqueline Suzanne.
Right. In what city would you visit the original Grand Ole Opry? Run.
Nashville.
Right. In what city did the Wizard of Oz live? Run.
The Emerald City.
Right. On what continent is the nation of Burma? Run.
Asia.
Right. What writer created Sherlock Holmes? Run.
Darn it. Corn... Donnan.
Time. How many days are there in a fortnight? Marianne.
14.
Right. Name the Russian empress who was known as the Great.
Beth. Catherine.
Right. Name the organization founded by Clara Barton. Marianne.
Red Cross.
Right. The goddess Time, Ron. You are the new champion of Tale of the Century. He lost that five, but he had a bigger lead. Back to Ron in just a moment. Fine win with three obviously very, very good players. It went down to the wire. My goodness, yes indeed. They played the game very well. I know Ron knew it. He was just stumbling there for a moment. The writer who created Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. I would have accepted Doyle. You almost said Doyle and pulled back. However, Ron didn't need it. We have to say goodbye, first of all, to our champion. She came back once too often, but nonetheless, Marianne, you took the chance, but along the way, you did very well. You picked up some nice things. The buy you made today, incidentally, was not the difference. You lost by $15, so you made a very good buy there. Yes, you have the typewriter and the table clock, $1,375 in cash. You've got yourself $2,484, I believe it is, in cash and prizes. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Beth, you made a great comeback there, but didn't pick up anything along the way. You, of course, have the cash in front of you. Thank you. You made it a great game as well. And our new champion, Ron Damper, is going shopping. Ron, come on up here with me. Well, you defeated a fine champion, Ron. Congratulations. And you did. She was very tough. You won with $90. Ron, right away, say yes, and with that $90, you can buy this. That's a camera and the tripod, which you can very easily afford, or you could put that money in the bank because you're just $105 away from driving away with this.
Enjoy some fast times with the fabulous BMW R65. This comfortable, handcrafted motorcycle is carefully engineered, and the frame is welded entirely by hand. Furnished by Century Motor Sales. This exciting motorcycle, normally priced at $3,889, yours on sale of the century for only $195.
So that's the next thing up the line. Oh, you could drive around in Chicago with that, Ron, with your new business, right?
That's right.
How about taking a look at this? This is something that your wife might enjoy.
Enjoy the height of luxury with this stunning fur jacket. Sunburst shoulders with diagonally designed push sleeves. So very elegant from Dicker & Dicker of Beverly Hills. This gorgeous jacket normally priced at $8,500. Yours on sale of the century for only $390.
That's $390. Your wife would like that, right?
She really would. That's gorgeous.
His wife is going, you're going to medical school right now?
Right.
You're starting a new, she would be such a hit in medical school with that.
She would.
I think you would be a hit with your new business. You're trying to impress people. I know you're going to do very well at it. Get to $610. How about driving up to a business meeting in this?
For your next getaway, enjoy the beautiful BMW 528e. Featuring an onboard computer and an interior engineered for driving comfort. High performance, advanced technology. Furnished by Zipper BMW of Beverly Hills. This fabulous car, normally priced at $27,450, yours on sale of the century for only $610.
Yes, $610, that's what it would take to get that car. You've got $90. Let me add on a few more for you, because we have some new viewers who may not know that if you get the $720, we'll give you every prize on the stage. Now, that's over $61,000 in prizes. If you get to $830. We will give you all of those prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $62,000.
Now, that I think would help start the new business off,
that
right?
That would get me off to a flying start.
I think that would be very, very nice for Ron. However, that is a ways away. You're at 90. You've got some ways to go there, but you've got the knowledge. You are a very bright gentleman. That is very obvious. But the question is now, do you want to take that camera and leave? That's what we're looking at right now with the motorcycle very close, or put your money in the bank and play on? I'll give you a moment to think about it, and we'll find out right after this. Here with our champion Ron Damper, and we were saying, yes, all these players have been so very good. They just, you can never tell. So that of course affects your decision right now, Ron, because are you confident that you can stand up here again? Because with a bird in the hand as opposed to two in the bush, with your $90, you could take this beautiful camera and tripod and you could leave with that. or put that $90 into the bank, you need $105 more dollars, and of course, got to win for that motorcycle. His and her watches are next, the fur jacket you saw, many wonderful things. Ron, tough decision. Our friend from Chicago, are you going to take the camera and tripod and leave, or put the money in the bank and take the risk that you can win again?
It is a tough decision, but I'm coming back.
All right, Ron's going to come back. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 up here. More money in that cash jackpot. $63,000 in the cash jackpot. The total of prizes and cash now goes to $124,674. And who knows, in a few more days, a few more wins, this gentleman right here could walk away with all of us. I hope you'll stay with us and find out if Ron can do it. Thank you for joining us this evening for Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
So good luck.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.